Bonjour, I am Sandrine, your host for this podcast. Together, we will learn about the infinite quantum and galactic realms so we can embody more of our multidimensionality and accelerate our ascension.
For this connection between the codes of grounding and the code of freedom, I would like to share that it has been coming to me as really a balm to my heart. And I hope that it will also be a balm for your heart. Because often at times we find ourselves in situations that are a little bit triggering regarding our freedom. And this situation, they can concern any sorts of movements that we cannot take. You know, we cannot travel, we cannot hang out with people, we cannot go for dinner, we cannot go anywhere we want. It could be temporary, but it could last. For example, for me to share a little bit about my story, because this is always coming up, you know, for me to share about myself and also during all the transcending sessions that I do. If you usually join like group transcending session, if you had one-on-one transcending sessions with me, you know very well that the Acturians love to take me as an example. And they just go talk about Sandrine, and they just literally just put myself for them. I was like, okay, so now everybody's gonna know about it. Thank you very much. And it has allowed me to simply reside more into humility and authenticity, and to realize that yes, indeed, like it is literally nothing that I have to hide. So take me as an example. I don't mind at all. So for this example, I would like to share with you that I've been living in Wellington for about 7 years now. And I separated from my ex-husband, and we share custody of our children. So it means that to be able to be with my children, I must stay here because he's here and he's not willing to move at all. But for me, I've always wanted to leave Wellington. I've never wanted to stay. And it comes in waves. It's like it's more or less intense, really. Like at times I just have had enough. I just want to go in another country and live completely. And this sense of feeling trapped and lacking freedom has really affected my happiness in the past. And it's something about my reality that I've had to deal with, because there is no way ever that I would leave my children behind. That's just like, no. So I choose to stay here because I love them and I want to be a mother for them. I don't want to be a stranger to them. I don't want to just leave them behind. So here I am with this situation. And when I was really pondering upon that, a couple of years ago and a couple of months ago, as it comes again and again, then I realized that the fact that this situation exists in my life means that I'm really pushed or encouraged to ground into this place here and to create the highest reality that I can with the information, the data, the ingredients that I have, if you like. And so when I found some acceptance in the fact that I would be staying here for a while, you know, many, many years, it allowed me to, instead of using my energy against the situation, so it means like being angry and frustrated and raging about my lack of freedom to move, I was able to harness and to call this energy back within me to be then able to channel it into something else, which is literally, you know, my business, my life, you know, like the beautiful apartment that I now live in, to create the best life for me in Wellington. And if I hadn't been encouraged or kind of forced in a way, as it feels to me at times, to stay here, I might be wandering in other places and maybe it could be good. But I also know that if I travel, it is challenging for me to channel and to really have a consistent content flowing, because basically I travel, so I just want to enjoy like meeting new people and visit new places. And so I've come to realize that over the last 3 years since, you know, everything that we know about the world started, and I was really encouraged to stay at home more, I was really able to find higher level of contentment and happiness in the understanding that now I could ground in a different way that I was able to ground ever before. It's not simply doing like practices of, you know, growing the roots from the sole of the feet, connecting with Gaia and so on. It is grounding in my everyday life by finding satisfaction in the now, by finding happiness in the now, by using all the ingredients that the universe is giving me right now and that I'm playing with right now, and to make the best recipe I can with it. And this is what I've been playing with for the last 3 years, and turns out I'm creating really cool things because I'm continuously shifting my mindset, my awareness every time, and it happens still every time. I'm like, oh my God, I just wish I could leave. I wish I could be somewhere else. Every time it's like the data, the experience, like the macrocosm at the moment is really not allowing this movement with ease. You could, but it would not be easy. It would be painful. It would be challenging. It would be like really a hard movement. So I don't want to move like that. I don't want to travel like that. I choose ease. So right now, how can I actually look at this situation from a different angle, from a different perspective? And here it is an invitation for you to find that in your life, wherever you feel that there is this lack of freedom and you feel agitated and angry and frustrated towards that. It's like, okay, great. I really value freedom and I need to be free. How can I feel this experience that is happening in my reality now from a different angle? What else can I see? How can I change my perspective? And simply raising this question is already going to allow you to open up your consciousness into receiving new information, which is therefore allowing you to be more sovereign, have greater level of soul alignment, as I talked into day one of this daily transmission with me, as we talked about finding greater level of sovereign embodiment of our divine soul by always looking at expanding our consciousness through new information that comes, or looking at same situation from different angles. So if you like to listen to that, if you haven't listened to that transmission yet, you still can, because it's published on YouTube and also on my podcast. As you might not know this, but actually these episodes are also recorded in an audio format and shared on my podcast. When we choose to call back our energy, we can observe the dance of this energy, and therefore we can use the tools that we have in our toolbox, because at times the frustration, the sadness, the anger, the lack of freedom is really triggering something deep inside of ourselves, and we know we need to address that. So here we're going to address that through healing, working with inner child, past lives and ancestors timeline. But here I'm talking more about just these nagging feelings and that they come and go. And we kind of like, we know, like we have done the work and we know it just comes back every now and then. And that's some of architecture of alternate realities that I'm teaching as part of pathway one of soul alignment. Pathway one starting at the end of April, and enrollments are now open. And literally there is all of these algorithms that I'm going to teach on why things keep on coming back, why we think we've healed something and it's still there, and why I still be processing it when we actually have already worked on this. All of this, I'm going to teach you the dynamics and the architecture of that during pathway one. So if you're interested, I would love for you to join, because it's going to be mind-blowing. There's a lot into that. But for now, what I want to share with you and encourage you to do is to realize that, yes, it comes back. And then we feel that there is this frustration, this lack of freedom. And then we start shifting our perspective. It's like, okay, so right now, in terms of moving, in terms of traveling, in terms of even like, it could be just moving home, it could be changing job, it could be leaving our partner, you know, like it could be anything, any situation when we actually really feel that we need change, we want to bring change, but it's kind of like that momentum is not right there. it is not ready. And just like we know, we don't need to push right now because our intuition is telling us, no, it's not happening right now. And so therefore, there's this buildup of lack of freedom. There, this dance with the frequency of grounding comes very handy. How can you ground back into your power? How can you ground back into your sovereignty? How can you feel in this dynamic and see that this dynamic is serving you? Because everything is always serving you. Everything is always there as a pathway of evolution for us. So how can we evolve in this situation? How can we ground more into our essence? Nothing that when we ground more into our essence, it's really like calling back the frequencies that we are putting out there because we are frustrated. We call that back in our vortex. We bring this back in our vortex. We call our energy back within our heart and we really feel into that. It's like this energy is my energy. I choose to use this energy for creation, for expansion, and so for grounding in my life. So maybe right now I am at home in this situation. How can I ground in my home in this situation? Maybe all of a sudden I want to look after all my plants and I want to change the garden in my home or garden outside of my home. Maybe actually I feel that all of this energy can be used into creating something new. Well, is there a business I want to create? Is there a new offering I want to create? Is there something new I want to learn for myself? How can I ground so much into my own essence that I can connect more to my dreams? So maybe I can actually meditate more. Maybe I can go for longer walks and be in this meditative state into really feeling that I'm grounding into my unique essence and therefore unlocking what needs to be unlocked. Because what is coming through, as you know, these transmissions are very often channeled from my soul, and then I have, you know, all my high council with me always, of course. What they are saying is that it is very much entering this subtle perception of the movement and the flow. If the flow is there and we take actions and it's kind of happening, it's like there is coherence in our field, and this coherence is connecting to within the macrocosm into creating this easy pathway of accelerated evolution. So therefore, it's like, let's take action. Let's start going into that direction. If a movement is not present, if there is something that is simply not happening, it's important not to end up being like, you know, like a dog or chewing on a bone, like, I want this, so I'm going to go for it anyway, and I'm going to push, and I'm going to push, and I'm going to, because that's actually being very aggressive. And aggression in terms of dynamics within the quantum are perceived very strongly. Like it's literally an attack against the movement of life that is saying, well, the doors are not opening up there for a reason. Calm your farm, just relax, be in your own self and look at things from a different perspective. So when we are more and more grounded in our own energy, when we are less scattered, less all over the place, or let's do this, let's do this, let's do that, let's move there. When life kind of encourages us to bring our energy back within the self, then it is important for us to listen to that. And it can create frustration. And it's important to observe where that comes from, because sometimes we were raised, or we have a personality or a certain one of our quirks when we can be a little bit a bratty, or like, I want this now, and it's just like it, I just want it now, and it's a little bit, there's no maturity in that, right? It's like being like a child, literally. But here it's really growing in maturity and say, well, I keep this hard desire in my heart, like to travel or to change job or, you know, to leave my relationship. But right now, this dynamic, it's like there's something that's missing. So instead of like being like a bratty child, very impatient and going for it, I'm just going to ground back in myself. I'm just going to go deep and practice breathing, practice meditation, practice yoga, practice all of these things that I know I can practice, so I can allow this energy to be inside of me. I am inside of myself as a sovereign being, and therefore it's going to unlock doors within me. Because literally, when we can relax in the situation that we are into, it allows the code of our DNA to open up. When the code of our DNA opens up, it means that we have full access to our inner resources, amongst other things, healing, self-healing, and so on. So this is an invitation for you to always look at ways to perceive certain dynamics from a different angle and to always ground back in your energy. I'm sure that many of you who listen to this transmission already have many tools in their toolbox to be able to access deeper level of healing and alchemy. So I would love to encourage you to use that. Being able to be grounded in the self is to be able to be to direct fully our energy within our essence, to understand our soul action here and now, what it is that we are doing here and now, and to be to able to harness all the dynamics that are offered with life, by life, for ourselves, for our growth, because that's always the case. We might not like a dynamic. It doesn't mean that it is not necessary for our spiritual evolution, because remember, we grow through discomfort mostly. So the more we dance with acceptance, freedom, grounding, and the more we dance with this broader perspective about the current situation that we have in our lives, the more we increase our consciousness. When we increase our consciousness, we have greater access to all resources that are already present consciously, but also unconsciously. We're going to end up being so creative, because literally, if we cannot leave the house at all, we're going to become very creative inside the house. Like many of us, we had to go through lockdowns, and many of us, we experienced becoming very creative with entertaining the children. We're creating new routines at home, new self-care routines, new meditation practice. We became very skilled at meeting people online and getting to understand the online world. So it is always a reminder that everything is there to serve us, everything, even the things that seem to be the most intense and where we feel the most trapped. It is when we can also feel the most free, because one being can be in a cave for the rest of his or her life and yet be the happiest and most free being on the planet. And it is the same thing with so many teachers and masters, and also yet people that have endured a lot of trauma in humanity, like humans that have become leaders in their fields because they had to endure like horrible diseases or jail time and so on. And they came on the other side. And then always what they share is that through these intense challenges, they were able to harness some amazing treasures and gift within themselves. So it's very much like they didn't have the freedom to go out and about in a healthy, vibrant body, in a free world, that in a peaceful world. No, they were in horrible circumstances, maybe physically, mentally, they were, you know, trapped in certain situations, but somehow they chose to find a different angle. They grounded within themselves, they found their inner resources, and they were able to peer through many dark moments and to become to basically continue their evolution journey, which is always absolutely fascinating to witness and to read about stories like that. I love to read about stories like that. So this transmission today is really there as simply an offering to perceive the frequency of grounding from a different angle. Because yes, it is very good to ground, being in nature and growing our roots and, you know, being really present in a physical embodiment. And it is also important to realize that being able to ground in our everyday life through a simple task and enjoy this simple task with simplicity and gratitude can be some of the deepest spiritual practices that one can have. And this routine of, you know, waking up and looking after our children and be there for our parents, for our pets, for our plants, for our friends, for our community, and being able to be there for ourselves and serve others with selflessness and humility is actually deeply grounding and can be deeply satisfying. And it doesn't matter how much we do for movements of freedom, movements of peace, movements of, you know, ascension process and being this light leader and so on. None of that actually truly matters if we are always with this cathode energy all around, you know. What makes a really big difference is when we call back our energy and we are so grounded within ourselves that we can take small actions every single day that will therefore have a huge impact energetically, because everything is energy, everything happens energetically. It means that if you take small actions, being very grounded in your beautiful essence every single day, these small actions will make a huge difference for your own happiness and for the happiness of your loved ones. So this is it for the transmission today, and I'm so happy that you joined. Thank you so much, Emily and Jolie, for being there, and also our people that I don't see names, but thank you so much. I'm really grateful for you, and I would love to invite you to join tomorrow, everyone, because tomorrow it's quantum healing. So we're going to go on a journey, and it's going to be awesome. And of course, please have a look at my website, sandrines.com, for everything about Pathway 1 on Soul Alignment, a 5 months journey with me and Ascended Masters to reach a higher level of soul alignment and become unshakable, whatever happens in the world, so you can be fully present in your amazing, sovereign, multidimensional self. I love you dearly, and I send you high vibes for the rest of your day. Bye.